Welcome back to episode 25 of Video Syncretic Transmissions, bringing the eclectic straight to your ears. I'm your host, Matt the Matman Breyer, a curator of curiosities, as it were. This week, we're on episode 25 of the show, which makes this the longest-running podcast I have been involved in, and brings us to the quarter-century mark, as it were. One of my favorite phrases there, apparently. We have a good mix this week of singer-songwriter, rock and roll, alt country, and a band that kind of defies explanation, but they're fun nonetheless. Kicking off this episode, we have one from Katie Ainge. Katie Ainge describes music like colors on a canvas. She brings a unique texture and imagery to her songs, and his music has soothing acoustical quality to it, while the powerful lyrics draw you in. Not afraid to tell the truth and making no attempts to sugarcoat reality, her songs bring home to the listener. This becomes most apparent during her live performances when she delivers her music with strong emotion and passion. At the age of 20, Ainge has released 4 independent EP CDs, 2 independent full band releases, and 2 solo CDs. Currently, she is in the studio working on her 5th release in between touring in the western United States. As a child, music struck a chord with Ainge early on. Identify with that. She played the songs in her head on her toys. Her parents noticed, and soon she was on her way to a lifelong musical journey. Ainge immersed herself in piano at age 4 and then moved on to other instruments. She played clarinet, oboe, and bass guitar throughout her school years in band and orchestra. When I was young and taking piano lessons, I would skip ahead through lessons and memorize all the songs in every book, Ainge says. She also participated in children's choirs and loved performing. Ainge was drawn to the bass guitar when her older sister bought one to remember their grandfather who had passed. Ainge's grandfather played bass guitar during the 60s band Blues Society in Akron, Ohio. I picked up that bass guitar at age 11 and fell in love with jazz music, she says. As a teen, Katie had become an experienced keyboardist, bassist, and guitarist and started down the road as singer-songwriter. She began writing her own songs, which led to the stage at age 14. Plunged in as a soloist and part of local bands ranging from heavy metal, folk rock, to pop, and has never looked back. She's played most major venues in Utah and appeared several times on radio and television. This is off of her current release. I'm going to take that back. I believe it's off of her current release, The Hardest of Fights, which was released in May of last year. And the title of the song is Lighthouse, your idiosyncratic transmissions.
Lest the light in your sailing from the waves crashing in before they break me.
Next up, we have one from Melanie Fippard. Her warmth and lilting tunes lend themselves to a comforting and delicious listening experience. Born in Washington, D.C., and having two parents in the Diplomatic Corps, Embassy brat, Melanie literally hit the road at a very early age. Traveling throughout the world, Melanie learned to appreciate the various lifestyles and music with which she became familiar. The influences of her travels through Spain, Morocco, Egypt, Africa, and France all blend together to give her music its pristine yet haunting sound. Melanie studied classical guitar under conductor of National Symphony of Ivory Coast and piano at the Conservatoire de Musique in Tangier, Morocco. While at Mills College in Oakland, California, she made a name for herself playing regularly at the Freight and Salvage, a coffee house in the Round in Berkeley, the Starry Plow, Laval's Subterranean Room on Northside in Berkeley, and the Mills College Concert Hall, Yoshi's, and finally for the reception of her graduation from Mills. To strengthen her voice, Melanie studied classical Italian song, opera singing, during her 4 years at Mills, which have added to the allure of her music. In the past few years, she has sat in with several well-known artists, including Livingston Taylor, and won a Bay Area singing contest at 101.3 radio station, through call-in voting. This resulted in a gig doing backup for Rod Stewart at the Concord Pavilion in Concord, California. That led to her awesome opportunities to attend Grammy events in Memphis, San Francisco, and Austin. She also assisted Joe Satriani in a Music in the Schools workshop event with the Grammy Association. Melanie is currently excited about her recent release of Malibu Barbie Bliss, as well as her February 14th release of her video, Malibu Barbie. She will continue writing for her next CD, playing local venues, including the Starry Plow, Freight and Salvage, Bread and Roses gigs, parties and wedding receptions, where she has teamed up with the illustrious Chris Rowan of the Rowan Brothers for awesome musical experiences for all present, and other venues as well, including San Francisco Free Folk Festival. Say that one three times fast. Singer-songwriters in the Round and Santa Clara, etc. And this is off of that album. It is not Malibu Barbie, although that song is pretty good as well. This one is Went to Memphis Looking for Elvis. We're going to switch gears here a little bit, a little more up-tempo rock and roll from New York City's Ed Hale. Singer, songwriter, rock star, recording artist, author, activist, populist blogger, controversial YouTube star, and general raconteur, Ed Hale is a hard man to keep up with. Affectionately called the ambassador by friends and fans the world over, Hale was originally introduced to the world at a tender age of 17 as Eddie Darling when his debut album Eddie was released. He may be best known now as the lead singer of the guitarist of the popular Britpop modern rock group Ed Hale and the Transcendents, or for his latest hit single New Orleans Dreams from his current solo album Ballad on Third Avenue. Hell records and releases albums and tours both solo and with the band Transcendence. Is currently signed to Diane Van Gogh record label, as is the group Transcendence, whose newest album, All Your Heroes Become Villains, will be released later this year on November 15th. Still finding myself obsessed with the quiet, secret, subtle, and almost constant gnawing at my insides, but the unbearable sadness of how impertinent everything is. Our lifetimes are short here. I remind myself that it is up to me to find meaning while I am here. I try to live my life to its fullest, and even then, I cannot shake the deep underlying knowing that they are all just moments lived and then soon forgotten. Where is meaning in all of that? Ed Hale from his blog, The Transcendence Diaries. I can't believe I'm going to use this phrase a second time this week, but how very ecclesiastical of him. This is one off of his album entitled Scene in San Francisco.
Here's a little something that I've written. I know you won't believe it, but I wanna talk about it. What we did last summer night. I'm ready to relieve it if you think that you can take it, 'cause I am going to San Francisco. I am going to San Francisco. I've got a letter, the one you never finished. It's true. I see in San Francisco when you left me in the morning, alone without a warning or clue. When you left me in San Francisco.
So confession time here. Sometimes I feel a little funny about doing these things. You notice I do a lot of reading of artist biographies, and quite honestly, I have not figured a better way to introduce a band than by reading the biographies. Know that I don't just go out and get music at random. I actually play music that I enjoy. That's part of the reason. But the problem is, with so much music out there, I don't get a chance to always fully explore it before I can get into a show. And there are a lot of bands, I'll hear two or three songs and think it's a great band and somebody needs to hear this. And so I'm willing to, kind of tread that middle ground between giving a real personal recommendation on the band and using the press materials that are given. Having said that, the last three artists I've read these extensive biographies on, and I have an artist here, or a band here, actually, where I have a paragraph biography, so it's, kind of odd. But it happens. So that's a little peeking behind the scenes of this podcast. This next band is based out of California and influenced by bands such as Nickelback and Red Hot Chili Peppers. Dirk was formed in 2007, all high school friends. They've played a lot of great shows and have opened for Nickelback. Vocals are by Dan Hammack, drums by Joe Piccarella, Chad Rogers on bass, and Dave Noonan's and Ty Harry's share guitar duties. This is off their most current album, of which I do not have the title, but the title of the song is Don't Drink the Water.
Thank you.
This next band probably doesn't need an introduction, but I'm going to give you one anyway. Hoots and Hellmouth are a busy bunch. Road warriors to the bitter end, they've somehow found time to enter the studio twice in the last year to produce two records showcasing their forward-thinking roots soul music. Their latest offering, the full-length Salt, was recorded in their hometown of Philadelphia at Minor Street Studios with friend engineer John Lowe, who's also worked with Dr. Dog, Sharon Van Etten, and Twin Sister. The result speaks volumes to the evolution of a band committed to pushing their boundaries and exploring new sonic horizons. Salt builds on the fresh ground broken in their previous released EP, Face First in the Dirt, continuing down a path of explosive creativity. Why Would You Not Want to Go There kicks things off with a building intensity reflective of their passionate live performances, but tempered with well-placed flourishes of piano and electric guitar. Hoots and Hellmouth's trademark soul vibe is thick on Lay Low, incorporating the stomp groove and calm responsive vocals familiar to established fans of the band. By the time the listener reaches the middle of the record, the dynamic and deep Apple Like a Wrecking Ball and The Ache drive home the point that these guys are not content to rest on their laurels. To round it all out, album closer Being Born Again continues their tradition of massive group sing-alongs so vibrant the listener already feels the chills of the anticipated live rendition. Almost had a profanity in my verbal mix-up there, so I apologize. Lyrically, Sean Hoots has always endeavored to keep a keen eye on the craft of songwriting, and Salt showcases the artist on top of his game. These new songs reveal a greater depth of vulnerability and personalization unheard of on previous Hoots and Hellmouth offerings. This is the sound of a writer digging deep, planting seeds, and harvesting a bumper crop of thought-provoking, soul-scraping tunes. The album is due out on April 10th. I hope you will get a chance to give it a listen. This is the lead single off that album, Why Would You Not Want to Go There, on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Hollering and hollering, just stones throw away from where I've built such a fanciful kingdom in my head. Say you don't, you won't go there. Why would you not wanna go there? For this world's sin, I've been building
dogs in the parlor putting on a show. For the five little children all sitting in a row. Well, they talk a lot about things they should not yet know. It's a slow, slow going. It's a slow, slow going. I've built such a fanciful kingdom in my head. Say you don't, you won't go there. Why would you not wanna go there? Why would you not wanna go there?
And now we must come to the end of another episode of Idiosync Track Transmissions. But before I get to the last act, I just want to thank you for listening and hope you've enjoyed listening to it as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you. I don't get to go in depth on some of the music like I would like to sometimes, but I do enjoy finding the music and sharing it. So I hope you've at least find one band a week that you hadn't heard of before and are intent on finding more information on. As always, the show notes with links to all the band websites will be on my website at www.idiosyncratictransmissions.com, where you can also find ways of getting in contact with me. At the very top of every page, there's a link, a little button that says Contact Me on it. And when you click on it, it goes to a page that has a form you can fill out and send me an email. You can email me directly at mattman@idiosyncratictransmissions.com. Call me on my Google Voice line at 502-509-1607. You can follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/idiosyncpod. Or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/idiosyncpod. Links for all of that are on the Contact Me page. If you do call into the Google Voice number, there is a good possibility that I will use your comments in a future episode of this podcast. And if you could do me a favor on a number of fronts, if you listen to the show regularly and you're subscribed through iTunes, or even if you're not, if you could go out and give me a rating on iTunes, it'd be helpful in getting the show in front of more eyes when they're looking for podcasts. Also, if you're doing any shopping through Amazon, there's a link to my affiliate link, and it'd be really helpful to pull in some money to try and grow this podcast. So I've got hosting fees coming up that I'm not looking forward to paying for. Well, I don't want that to sound like a complaint. I love doing this, and I don't mind paying the fees, but any help would be appreciated. And to that end, there is a donations link at the top of every page as well. I'll take you to a number of links on how you can help out this podcast. There is one where you can actually help offset the cost of hosting the website directly to DreamHost. And there's a link to my Amazon affiliate link. And a third and last but not least, there's a way you can donate directly through PayPal. And I'm really ramping up and working on getting the web stream together too, so I can bring more music to you on a regular basis. So hopefully that will be coming sometime later in this year. I'm a computer away from doing it. The dream is almost reality. So we're getting this show with one from a band that I have been listening to quite a bit lately. And it's probably because of the unique sound of the band, they fall in that same category as, say, Squirrel Nut Zippers or the Asylum Street Spankers. Or there's another band I listen to constantly, but I'm blanking on the name now, that were also in this vein of kind of an old-time jazz folk rock band. Very hard to describe, but very good nonetheless. The band is Bakelite 78. I had a link to one of their videos on the website earlier this week. Bakelite 78's repertoire is an eclectic mix of swing, Dixieland, blues, proto-country, and cabaret, as well as a plethora of originals and hybrids of these styles. Founding member Robert Reel arrived in Chicago in 2000, eager to engage in the music he loved most. Dance orchestra, music swing, country blues, Dixieland, Tin Pan Alley, occasional rockin' American folk. He played his guitar and tenor banjo and took solace in his 78 RPM records. Some discs were made from an early form of plastic similar to Bakelite. Bakelite 78's preserved the music of the early 20th century, and the band was born to keep classic crooner vocals and speakeasy jazz lounge cabaret alive. The original lineup performed throughout Chicago from 2003 to 2008. The group released their acclaimed debut, It's a Sin, in 2006 and followed up with in 2008 with Delta Disc, which was produced in Mississippi by Jimbo Mathis of the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Bakelite 78 appeared throughout Chicago at the Hideout, the Old Town School of Folk Music, the famous Hiawatha Pizza Lounge, Bad Dog Tavern, the Beat Kitchen, the California Clipper, the Candlelight, Charleston, the Taste of Lincoln Avenue, the Bucktown Arts Festival, and more. In 2009, Robert departed for Seattle, and Bakelite 78 went through a personnel change. Robert sought multi-instrumentalists that preserved and expanded the essence of the group's original sound. The new lineup of musicians includes Robert Reel on tenor banjo, six-string, tenor guitar, and voice, Aaron Jordan on piano, accordion, and voice, Austin Quist on upright bass and sousaphone, Eric Reed on trumpet, Sabrina Pope on clarinet, and Steve Baz on drums. Within a couple of months, the new lineup began performing original compositions by Reel and Jordan, classic standards, and rare gems. The group has performed all around Seattle, including the Moore Theater during the final of the first annual Seattle International Cabaret Festival, the Can Can, and the Triple Door, the Crocodile, the Funhouse, the Pink Door, the Josephine, the Seattle Tattoo Expo, Northwest Folklight Festival, and more. Bakelite 78 has recently completed their new album, What the Moon Has Done, to be released April 13th. At the Columbia City Theater in Seattle. And if you are in the Seattle area, I'll get that information for you real quick. They will be having a City Party release extravaganza on the 13th of April at the Columbia City Theater. That's 4916 Rainier Avenue South. The opening act will be Three Midnight Creep and headliners The Wages of Sin. The night proves to be a raucous event. And what else can you say? I mean, this band is pretty terrific, I think. The song I'm going to play ventures into the macabre, kind of in the Charles Adams way, the Adams family way of the macabre. The title of the song is World's Fair Hotel. It's a very upbeat, chipper number about the first serial killer as made famous in the Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. And that took place at the Chicago World's Fair. So, yeah, upbeat, fun song, and it's about death and killing. Juxtaposition is no more clear than anywhere else. And I'm starting to babble now, so I'm just going to go in to play the song and end this episode before I say something really off the wall. Here's Bakelite 78 with the World's Fair Hotel.
She was a country girl named Nell. At the World's Fair Hotel, just another acquisition from the Columbian Exposition. I took her on the Ferris wheel, then out for her last meal, then a moonlit carriage ride, wherein her I did confide how our Lord he doth provide. Here we are now, come inside. And it's down, down, down the corpse chute, carved up on the slab. Oh, those colleges need skeletons, I'll put them on the tab. Wash your hands, wash your hands as you come back from the sands. As you walk home from the sands, darling Nikki, the sands is a dirty place. You've got something on your face. And if you take what I mean, I prefer my women clean. I've got acid, I've got lime, but I haven't got much time. Old Chappelle will meet you later, he's a cool articulator. I'm a charming blue-eyed devil, I'm always on the level. Well, my name is H.H. Holmes, and I'll be selling all your poems. And it's down, down, down the corpse chute, carved up on the slab. Oh, those colleges need skeletons, put one more on the tab. It's down, down, down the corpse chute, carved up on the slab. Oh, those colleges need skeletons, put one more on the tab.